This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the all-new Let's Make a Deal, starring TV's big dealer,
Brandon Bean.
Rolls out to his right to avoid pressure, but Greg Rousseau gets him from behind with an ankle tackle for the sack. As time rolls to his right to buy more, heaves it down the field, and it's intercepted! Picked off by Terrell Bernard! Fakes the throw. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run. Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
What's up? It's a Monday, and there is a lot to catch you up on. It's a good open for all the money that was tossed around over the last couple of days. It's dark out again, by the way.
I was so disappointed when I looked and saw it was going to be 7:35 for the sunrise today.
I guess I didn't think about what the consequence of doing the daylight savings over the weekend was. The consequence is it was starting, I was liking the sun starting to come up at like 7 o'clock. And especially here, we have great lighting. So you get the sun comes in on your faces. We don't look like zombies on the stream. And they just took that away from us too. So sun will come up at 8 o'clock. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy will be here in shortly. We'll have something ready for him when he walks through the doors. But there is a lot to get into. How many things happened since we were last on the air? Friday morning, before the NHL trade deadline, so it's the Cousins trade, and then, I mean, the NFL just decided we're going to do all our stuff in 24 hours. Everything happened yesterday. So, yeah, a lot of good. There was good golf also over the weekend. A nice little comeback in the Arnold Palmer. So, yeah, weather is getting better. This week's going to be days in the 50s, and then a day in the 60s, I think, as well. That I was looking at, maybe that's Friday, I think. Friday, because of whatever day one of the parades is coming up on is also going to be, like, super warm. So, yeah. Spring, and that means daylight savings, and that means football transaction news everywhere. I don't even know what the most interesting one is. We'll get to the Bills things, of course, and the Allen deal, the money that's involved. Nothing is really, though, surprising of the Bills news. Maybe what the money is or like the order of it. Nothing, though, is really that surprising, I don't think, for what the Bills did. The really interesting things league-wide, I mean, Seattle's just burning it down, I think. Depends. We'll see what they do at quarterback. If they sign Sam Darnold this week. This week, by the way, free agency, legal tampering, all that good stuff. And maybe Seattle's in that market. They just trade their starting quarterback and their big-name receiver in a 48-hour stretch. Just we're going to completely start over with Mike McDonald as the head coach. So there's that. Garrett completely goes back on the idea that I'm going to go to a contender. That's all I want. Money, no, I'm good. I don't care. The GM said a week ago that he was willing to pay him $40 million, so that wasn't new. But nope, I'm good. $40 million, fine. We'll get into all these more in depth, but just running through them, like a lot of the Garrett thing, I guess, is the thing I'm most disappointed in. I really, really thought he was doing the trade thing, not the, oh, let me say I want to trade because in reality I'm going to be willing to go back to my team for just a lot more money. Let's get stupid of if you demand a trade in the NFL, if you demand a trade in the NFL, you have to be traded. That's it. You're not allowed. It's a rule. New rule in the NFL. If you say I want to be traded, especially if you do it in front of a camera and a microphone like Garrett did, if you say I want a trade or if you put a formal request in for a trade, you're no longer eligible to play for your old team. That's it. No going back to them for, you know, $10 million more per year. Nope, you say I want a trade, you have to be traded. That's it. You've pulled that card. That should be the new rule in the NFL. So Metcalf to Pittsburgh. And the same joke being made by everybody on Twitter is that Metcalf and Pickens are just going to be Fight Club. They're just one cornerback looks at them the wrong way, and they're just going to body slam them like in the middle of a play. No concern for whatever else is happening. So we'll get to all that. Allen, though, MVP year, and then he signs for $300 million. I was surprised to see the chart of what the guaranteed money comes in at compared to others in quarterback history, because it's only quarterbacks that are up there. It's Deshaun Watson, who's over $200 million. And I think I saw that was it. Total guarantees, Allen being at $250 million, and nobody else in the NFL, except for Watson, was over 200. Like Burrow at 180, I think I saw the number was. So 70 million over what that is. By the way, Josh actually warned me of this, so I shouldn't be surprised. I went to go look for that chart. Tell him, Josh. Tell the people what I just did.
There's a lovely thing on a Monday morning where Twitter is down.
Yeah,
super cool.
Twitter's broken.
If you look at the the down detector websites, at about 5:45, there's just a massive spike when you look up, is X down?
Yeah.
So no Twitter today. So we're just kind of going in blind,
see,
I guess.
This is where, though, I run over to Blue Sky and look up the same person that I remember putting that chart out and see, did he also post it on Blue Sky? And he did not. So either way, though, it was no one else over 200 except for Watson and Josh Allen. So, yeah, big week in the NFL. Big week in the NFL, and it feels like a lot of the stuff has already happened. We'll of course, get to what has happened. The only thing to happen, I think, still, is going to be Hendrickson. Like, the big move that we'll have to still talk about, Garrett's gone, Max Crosby's gone, Metcalf's gone, Adams is gone. These are all ideas that we would have at least touched on, if not gone in depth on, as ideas for the Bills, all of which made some sense for the Bills. Each one of them in their own way. Garrett and Crosby, because of the elite pass rusher move that the Bills haven't had really the whole time it's been Bean and McDermott. They fit that. Metcalf, because he's the perfect type of receiver for what the Bills didn't have, the perfect type of skill set. Adams, because we're pretty sure they were interested last year. And all of those ideas are are now presently off the table, obviously. But the one that is still there, and this doesn't include free agency, right? Because free agency, there'll be options. Josh Sweat and Khalil Mack, like, there are ideas to get to. But Hendrickson's going to be the one. Hendrickson is going to be the one. They're out here creating cap space with these extensions and the new Allen deal, and they release Vaughn. Hendrickson is the guy. But will the Bengals be willing to trade him to you? And is that going to be the same deal as what we just saw with Garrett? Where, oh, he wants a trade, and then, oh, he's out on the market, and he's talking to teams, and no, just go back to the Bengals. He'll just go back to Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati's different, though, which is why maybe you shouldn't just assume that what just happened with Garrett pulled the rug out from under you on the Myles Garrett sweepstakes. Nope, you're not allowed. No one's allowed to even put a bid in. No one could talk to the GM the whole time. That this would be different because this is his second trade request, and it's an organization that has often not done what Cleveland just did, spending the giant sum of money on the big name defensive end. So I don't know that there's even a debate on this. If there's another name out there, 803-0550 is the phone number. What the big move left is that isn't him, because I think he's going to be the runaway answer for this. He's awesome. He's 30. He's not 34 like when they signed Vaughn. He led the NFL in sacks last year with 17.5, and he had 17.5 sacks the year before.
On a not good defense either.
On a terrible defense.
Like, he was the guy.
Yep. Yep. And any of the, like, underlying number stuff, if you're wondering, all that's elite too. Like, there's no, oh, he had 17 sacks, but he was 20th in pass rush. No, he's top five. Top five in every single category. So, yeah, Hendrickson will be the one. I guess I don't know which one I'm most disappointed. Doesn't it have to be Garrett? Doesn't it have to be Garrett? The move from the weekend you're most disappointed in, because that was the one. It was the guy, top five player in the league. You look at the NFL top 100 lists that are always made available by the players, that they always vote on that, and Garrett's always at the top of that list. He's one of the best defensive ends ever. He's still in his prime.
Are we more disappointed that he's not moving in general, or that he's not coming here?
No, I mean, here. No, yeah, I didn't want to see him go to,
well,
Baltimore.
Sure, but I mean,
or whatever.
Just to see a big move like that, I think, would also be just kind of fun.
That's true. I don't think he's there forever, by the way. Here's my take on the Garrett deal. My take on the Garrett deal is, what do you have? He had 2 years left on his contract. This year, his last contract, this year and next year, were the only two deals remaining on his contract. What I think the Garrett deal really is Andrew Berry and the Browns saying, just give us those 2 years. Give us those 2 years. We're going to give you a massive pay raise, and we'll attach more years to your contract, and we'll give you the full no movement clause, full no trade clause, which he has, so that if... What does he want? He wants to be on a contender. He's saying, all right, Browns, for $40 million, I'll give you 2 years to prove to me that you're a contender. And if 2 years go by and they're bad and nothing is coming of it, then I think he'll get traded at that point. I actually didn't vote for this because I think you would have acceptable reasons. You have children, so...
Children, yes. It was a rough weekend, I can tell you about that. Sorry for being late. It really was.
So anyways, yeah.
Well, this is the problem with the stream online now. If somebody's 10 minutes late, we can't, like, fake it. It used to be, you know, at the start of the show, Joe talked for, like, 8 minutes, 10 minutes. Like, what happened? Or vice versa.
Now he just, like, had a lot to say on the Garrett
deal. Yeah, now it's just like, I watched you walk in at 6:12, man. Like, yeah. So, sorry.
Yeah, does the bullpen... The bullpen would have been right on it, right? I don't even have it open.
You can't get anything by them.
Yeah. Yep, there it is.
Yeah.
They're all
right
over.
Hi, everybody. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't happen a lot, but sometimes it happens. Anyway, I'm excited to be here.
That's the other thing, a billion things that happened.
Right.
By the way,
I woke up. I just flat out woke up late. That's it. And I have a studio at home. I could have checked in from home and been like, "I'll just do from home today because I overslept." But there's too much going on that I figured I want.
Oh yeah.
I just want to be here. We got a lot to get to. So anyway, what's up? What did I miss? Put it on the list of things that happened. I was
There was a little spot in the bottom right of the of our checklist.
Maybe I'll start a new thing that's big things happen when I'm late. And that'll give me a chance. I'll just come in later. What do you think?
But see,
and then we need a trade. All right, I'm gonna be a little late this week.
But
see if we get that trade to happen.
But what about being late? You're after the fact, after all the news poured in. By your logic, the Bills are trading for like Trey Hendrickson in the next hour.
If that happens, I get to be late for like a month.
Hey, you walked in and Twitter's back. Hour, so
Twitter's back. Oh, it's down.
It was. Okay. Yeah, we're cooking now.
Meanwhile, I have to update my day of the week clock because the time is off by an hour. You know, clocks go ahead.
But the day isn't.
The day's not wrong. Well, it would be, like midnight, would really be, mind. Anyway, I'm going to set my clock here. I'll work on that in the break.
Yeah.
Anyway, good morning.
Morning.
Lots and lots of stuff going on.
Yeah. Most disappointed in any of it? The Garrett deal, I was very disappointed that he gets traded. And that we need to make a rule in the NFL that if you request a trade, you have to be traded. You're no longer eligible to go back to the team that you were presently on. Too much of that going on.
Who did that?
Garrett did it, and Stafford did it, and
That's right.
Is there another one? Did somebody else do it?
Garrett is
like
the...
Hendrickson. You requested a trade. You're not allowed to play for the Bengals anymore.
That's right. Garrett is a special level of commitment because he wrote a full goodbye letter to the city.
Right. Yes,
he wrote a letter that he broke up with them.
He
broke up with them and went back. That's not the same as just he's been given permission to seek a trade or reportedly wants out. We broke up.
Yeah.
So if he had a couple of sacks for another team in between, that would not be cheating. He broke up with them.
Right. Right.
That's all I'm saying. And now the bad news is the worst part of the Garrett news is now for the rest of time. If we want to talk about a player that's asked for a trade, people get to write to us on Twitter, but it's another Garrett situation. Why are you guys talking about this?
Even if they write a letter. The player writes a letter. Matter. Yeah, there's no amount.
He has ruined trade speculation for great players. Remember Garrett?
Didn't even think of this part.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yes, I do. I also remember the other players, like Metcalf, who did get traded.
Right, that's right.
Now we're going to have to get a trades per trade request. What's the ratio,
percentage of guys that say I want to get traded that actually end up getting traded and don't just go back to their original team for more money?
Yep. Well, anyway, good morning, everybody. Hi. So there's so much to get to. I was thinking about
everything. If you want to go in chronological order, it's the Cousins trade. But I mean, the Bills did five things since then. So
you don't want to lead with Cousins' 9 hits in the game and how that was the biggest story in Canada yesterday. Dylan Cousins had 9 hits in a game.
Yeah.
Good
for him.
It's fine. Wish him the best. Yeah. All right. There's a lot to get to. The Josh extension, I think the biggest, it's obviously Garrett and Metcalf. Josh is big news, but is it big news?
It wasn't out of nowhere. It wasn't surprising. The money isn't really surprising.
Controversial.
No.
If anything.
It was almost expected. So.
Yeah. And the number, of course, had to go up. The thing that seems to be interesting is that I saw Brad Spielberger write this, that we have to see the numbers, but he has the impression that Josh is maybe doing what Tom Brady did and legitimately not taking as much money to try to win.
$55 million per year when Greg Thompson, Cover One, who's a lot of the cap stuff, his reaction was, I remember reading on Twitter when it was up, was like I thought he was going to get like $65 million.
Yeah,
so between 60 and 65.
Well, the thing I've been telling everybody for a long time is like get rid of the number of millions and look at percentage of cap, and where Allen hit that is not very high. If you did go ahead and get the number one percentage of cap for quarterbacks because he deserves that as the cap balloons to where it is,
I think he's going to be he's definitely going to be below Prescott. Because Prescott's got a higher number, like in general.
Yep.
Not more guaranteed money. Allen set the record for guaranteed money by a lot, but
that's true. Like as we give him credit for taking less, he did write his name down and guarantee $250 million.
Yeah, and no other quarterback except for Deshaun Watson I saw has ever been above $200 million.
Yeah.
So Burrow is going to be lower percent. Yeah, Burrow is going to be higher in percentage of cap when he signed. Jordan Love higher. Trevor Lawrence higher. Tua higher. Jared Goff higher. I think Justin Herbert and Lamar Jackson higher too.
That's what I mean. All these guys have a higher percentage of cap at signing.
Yeah, and usually how do quarterback contracts work? It's if it's your turn to sign, even if this is a good take on this. I didn't think of because. When every quarterback signs, it doesn't even matter if you're the best, but if you're one of the top guys, your turn to get paid, you're going to have the number one contract. He just won MVP, and he's not number one.
Right.
So, yeah, that actually, I think you could definitely have that take this
morning. It's pretty good. However, you know, there's a lot of different ways to look at these contracts, and we should get on a new flow chart, which is, did a guy sign with your team? Yes. Okay, the contract's not as big as it looks. Did he sign with somebody else? Oh, somebody else? Okay, the contract is too big.
There are times, though, when it's like, the other way. When Dawson Knox signed, it was...
Maybe. I mean, Devontae Adams...
Sticker shock.
Devontae Adams looks like he got $26 million a year. He didn't. He really got 1 year.
Yeah.
It's a one-year contract. So, you know, with a second year on there if they want it. A lot of this, you know, a lot of this was whatever. The money that's about to get thrown around, is...
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible.
The Patriots, the Harold Landry contract was huge money yesterday for what he was supposed to be. Like, there's going to be sticker shock on a lot of players this week.
Right.
Like,
and I wouldn't get it. I would have traded for Metcalf. I would have traded a second. I would have given him the contract he got. Both.
Second round pick and then $30 million per year?
Yes, which is probably not $30 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, he got a 4-year extension on top of the deal he already has.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a 5-year deal. It's a 4-year extension. I probably would have done that. Metcalf through age 32, and then it's over, and probably have an out, what, in 2 years or 3 years? The
probably.
Steelers do. The other thing about the Metcalf deal is it drives home how if the Bills made that deal that Pittsburgh did,
yeah.
Wouldn't the reaction be different? The reaction is, LOL Steelers, Pickens, and Metcalf have fun 10-7 with Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
If the Bills had done it, what would the reaction be? Holy cow.
Yeah, look out.
It would have been...
Check their Super Bowl odds.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of making a trade is, does it make sense for you, and where do you stand in the league? And you can look no farther than... Think about Mario Williams. When Mario Williams signed with the Bills, Rodney Harrison went on television and asked why he would do that. It was a joke.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Mario Williams went to a franchise that loses all the time. He did it for the money.
Right.
If he goes to a team that wins, it's their oh my God, they're stacked. What a great player. What a great move.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bills are going to get benefit of the doubt on a lot of players. And whether that was Adams, who they didn't get, and it's fine. There's going to be other ideas. Or Metcalf, who I would have made that trade. Or Hendrickson, you know. If Trey Hendrickson gets
Hendrickson's the one name left that's not free agency.
Right.
Yeah.
And if Hendrickson gets traded to the Carolina Panthers, mm-hmm. it's going to be like, okay, I guess, have a good time, man.
That's what Garrett's getting treated like.
Right.
Garrett is, I would have taken $40 million to lose too, I guess. Like, you're signing for the money because you, for him though, on top of it is, he told everybody he didn't think the Browns were contenders anymore. Right? He said he wanted a contender. He wanted a chance to win a Super Bowl. Therefore, I'm leaving the Cleveland Browns. And then he's back on the Cleveland Browns. So he kind of can't hide from... He did it for the money. I think he's just giving them 2 years to prove he's a contender, and then he can get out after that. But yeah, like Metcalf doesn't change for me what I think Pittsburgh is. I think Pittsburgh might end up trading Pickens anyway. So the idea that they have this receiver duo that, yeah, they're going to fight everybody, but they also have talent, I don't know that we're even going to get to see it. Because Pickens is in the final year of his deal. If they just paid Metcalf the money he did, like, they're not also signing Pickens. Are they to a 4-year, whatever, giant money deal? Like, this was their receiver move, I think.
Yeah.
They need a quarterback, so I don't know if they're going to be spending $25-plus million on two receivers before they pay a quarterback, or have a quarterback, really.
Well, Pickens' name is already right there as a trade idea. Is he going to get traded?
I think he'll get traded.
I do, too. I think he'll get traded. I think they did this because they know they're going to trade Pickens.
So get all your memes out now about how they're going to fight everybody when they get out on the field together.
Yeah, I think they'll trade Pickens. And do I want that guy? I mean, I want his skill set. He is not that far off from exactly what Metcalf is. He's not exactly the same.
It's not as fast.
No, that's right, but he's an outside guy that makes catches, and I mean, I'm not so sure. I'm not nearly as convinced as I would have been on Metcalf. But there is very much a question of, okay, what now?
Yeah.
Is it just a regular offseason? You make minimal free agent signings and draft a class and call it a year?
Well.
Or is there a big move that they're going to make out there that we just don't know what it is yet?
What do we have to reclassify what a big move will be for them? Is, I mean, Hendrickson would be a big move. But beyond that, like if they sign, if they do the thing that we've been saying is the most likely move the whole time and they just sign Khalil Mack, is that going to qualify as a big move?
That'll be their big move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mack seems like a good idea. I'm still on board with Khalil Mack. All right, we'll get a break in. 803-0550. Sorry I was late, everybody. Hi. Hello to the bullpen. Hello to the chat. You know.
He made it here.
It doesn't happen much. I was really excited to be here today, too. Doesn't happen much, but sometimes it happens. 803-0550 is our phone number. All right, what is next? What's the move? A lot of the moves many of us dreamed of, whichever one it was, they're gone. So what's the move? You can hold out for Hendrickson still or have another name. I mean, Brandon Ayuk could still get traded, but that one is tough to me because of the injury. And then defensively, free agency. There are a lot of defensive linemen on the free agent market and would expect the Bills to land one of them somewhere along the way. And a reasonably big number maybe, like Jonathan Allen or there's a couple ideas. All right, 803-0550, break time. Sal at 7. We probably need Sal for 2 segments. There was so much news between all the extensions and all the trades and all that stuff. Paul at 8:30 on the Dylan Cousins trade, that as well. 803-0550, already said that. That's our phone number. Join us here on WGR.
They're getting out ahead of it, right? You tie Josh Allen down through the year 2030. You give him 2 additional years, and I think by locking him in, you also keep your player that much happy. You have him adjusted to the market, and he's contractually tied to Buffalo for the next 6 years. So there's an advantage to that when you know you have a player who's the NFL MVP, who made as many plays as he did, who's not going anywhere. And so the Bills felt like this was a wise move to move forward with Josh Allen. I think it actually even provides some salary cap relief, and you lock in the reigning NFL MVP through the year 2030.
Adam Schefter on the Josh Allen extension. Not exactly surprising. We just kind of live in a world where, you know, you have an NFL team with an NFL quarterback who's good. He just keeps getting extended. He's going to be there till the end of time. The thing we're all maybe interested in seeing from this point is void years, moving money.
How many are on there?
I mean, it says 2-year extension. Are void years included in the overall? No, they're not.
Not usually.
Give me like 10 void years. Drop that cap, baby. I don't exactly know how the cap works. I kind of have a loose idea. But give me a cap hit this year that is so low that they're going to add 6 defensive starters. I don't know. It's probably too much. Anyway, Allen gets a new deal. And that's great. He gets an extension, 2 years tacked on, and now the offseason is upon us with the legal tampering period. I'd like to formally thank Myles Garrett. Even though he kind of pulled one over on all of us, he got us through 3 weeks of some really rough time. Post-Super Bowl to the start of the league year, that's pretty rough. And Garrett did a great job to get us through that. Hendrickson's a part of that too. Max Crosby. All the talk.
They waited the right amount of time to line it up.
That's right. At the Super Bowl, they talked about wanting to play and be blah, 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 blah. And then they just re-signed with their teams late in the game, and we can move on. Garrett, no longer an idea.
It's still lame.
It is.
It's lame.
It is lame.
Go back to Cleveland.
It is lame.
I'm talking about him. He made fun of the GM for saying Cleveland to Canton. And he's like, fine, Cleveland to Canton.
Yeah.
It's fine. Fine with me.
The belief is everybody has a number, of course. And some players do want to win. Some players, I guess I can't begrudge him too much. If they take a quarterback with a 2nd overall pick and pretend Deshaun Watson's not on the team, they'll be fine. But anyway.
How much credit does the GM deserve? For holding the line, being just refusing to talk to anybody about it.
He might.
Because not everybody would do that, right? Your star player becomes available. You're a month into it. He's still not talking to you. You might think, all right, I got to start doing this, right? The owner and how he, you know, thinks about a situation with a player like that matters too. But he, was his attitude towards the trade request part of the reason that Garrett had a second thought that, man, I'm gonna look how ugly I'm gonna have to make it. I'm gonna have to sit out games. I'm gonna have to be at odds with the organization for months. And
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rather just take the $40 million at that point.
Yeah. You're playing poker. Who's going to blink, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever. You're a staring contest, rather. Who's going to blink?
Yeah.
And maybe Andrew Barry knew the whole time that Garrett was, I know what's up. You know, you have conversations with the player and maybe conversations with the agent, and the agent's like, oh, here's our number. He's going to go. You better... $40 million.
I guess what makes it interesting to me is Barry said $40 million like a week and a half ago.
That's right.
He said that number, and then that's the number he ends up signing for, which is why it almost feels like to me like that was out there. Like Garrett knew I can get that at any time from the Browns.
Yep.
So I don't know. Like I'm like the way we went through the Eichel thing here, and how when other star players around sports get a trade request, and it's like it's just one other example of you don't really have to trade the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it would ever go this well where it ends this quickly. Like, more times than not, it's probably going to be uglier than it just was with Cleveland, but you know, you can get the guy back.
Yeah, it's worth pointing out that happened with Ayuk as well.
Yeah, and Debo.
Right.
That I understand
this,
it happened a couple
times.
This
was a point we made with Diggs, who the report was he requested a trade and whatever. Like, that, if that needed to end, that's fine. But just because someone requests a trade or talks to other teams, yeah, it's I made a comparison, a metaphor about marriage and how, or whatever, like they broke up. the Browns and Garrett. The reality is, you ask for a trade, it's just a lever. It's just a tool. Mm-hmm. And, oh, he doesn't want to be here. Like, sure, whatever. Here's a contract. He's fine. Yeah. He'll be. DK Metcalf wanted warm weather. But he got Pittsburgh, right?
Right, that's right.
He got Pittsburgh. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Sometimes we need to treat these contract demands not as, oh, it's going to be a problem if he's there. He'll be a cancer. What are they going to do? It's pro sports. He's going to sign a contract and he's going to play. So 803-0550 is our phone number. Garrett stays in Cleveland. Speculation on sending two firsts or Rousseau or whatever. Rousseau resigns,
by the way. I wonder if Bean... No, the Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com report was that Garrett had a change of heart in the last 30... It was from the time he signed, the last 36 hours. Mm. That he and his agent, in the 36 hours before he signed, had a change of heart and said, we'll start talking to the Browns, and they got a deal done. So... Does Bean signs Rousseau and then that 36 hours?
That's
maybe
right.
It's a complete coincidence. Or, you know, we had talked about it this way, that if Garrett was on the table for them, are you going to want to pay Greg Rousseau $20-plus million a year on top of, I mean, it would have cost them 35-plus at least, I think, to get Garrett. And that was always, you might not want to give that much money to both ends. And does Bean find out the Garrett trade is completely dead, so let me go pay Greg Rousseau?
Maybe. I wonder, as Andrew Berry throughout that process said, there was a report that he laughed at some offers.
Yes, yeah.
Could Bean even get to a point where there's a conversation about, here's what we are willing to offer? Because if Berry had held as firm as he did to get him done, let's say that Bean or any other GM gets an offer in to Berry.
Yeah.
Then, if you're Garrett and you really do want out, you leak that.
Yeah.
And if you're Miles Garrett, you think, all right, I'm getting close. They're getting offers.
Yeah.
And the offers, now they're being discussed. Instead, that never really went anywhere. It was speculation. Right. Think of the difference between Garrett and Metcalf. Metcalf, the report was first and a third and $30 million. And then 3 days later, it was second round pick and $30 million. And then an hour later, it was like... Gone.
Steelers like, all right,
gone.
Buy now price.
Right, guy, second and $30 million. With Garrett, we never got one offer. We never got any reporting about who was willing to offer what. It was just speculation. We think the Bills, we think the Commanders, these teams might want to do this. We think the Eagles could do it. So I don't know that that's related. The other thing about Rousseau signing is he gets about, what, half as much as Garrett?
Yep.
Which is probably right. Is that...
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Rousseau re-signs, and the order of the Bills and the guys that they're checking off boxes to me makes a lot of sense. We had discussed, whatever, there's money, there's position, there's a lot of things, but Shakir and Bernard, they had to be re-signed because next year they could go to the open market and you wouldn't franchise tag them. Okay, those are done. There's a little bit of a pressure to do that. And then on Friday we talked, who's the next one up? And the thought was Rousseau. Because Rousseau is the only one that gives you cap relief this year. If they extend Benford, they get no relief this year, really. He makes nothing. Same with Cook.
Right.
There's really no reason to do it. With Rousseau, he's about to play in a fifth-year option. You can probably create $10 million by extending Rousseau. And we know they needed to create that room, so we still haven't found out how much it is. But that makes sense. So Rousseau gets done, and you know now you're on to whatever the next order of business is. Will that be Benford or Cook, or will they wait on both of them? We are watching them lock up their new core. These pieces, Shakir, Bernard, Rousseau, another one, if you add Benford there, I mean, that's four core pieces locked up in one offseason. That's a lot.
Yep, they like to pay guys early, right?
As they should.
Benford's cap at this year is $3.3 million. So,
I mean, creating more space off that, it's just not a lot.
The reason to do it now would be cap's going to go up again next year, so his... market value right now on your deal might be like 17.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing a number out there. If it's 17 million this year, maybe you think it's 22 next year.
Yeah, I think I saw a breakdown of defensive backs. Might have been Ryan Talbot. Apologies if it wasn't, but Ryan usually does good work like this. That the corners that have 20 million or more in salary, they all have an all-pro or they have some serious
accolades.
Resume builders. And while Benford is pretty much thought of as really good, he does not have that recognition yet. So it wouldn't be shocking at all to see Benford come in at 17, 18, 19.
Right.
You know, with the escalation of the cap, it could be higher. But
he did get one defensive player of the year vote.
That helps.
But only one. Right. So, yeah, he's not set the market on the corners guy.
Yep.
at least I wouldn't expect.
Who do you think is, all right, this is like a topic for today, tomorrow, moving forward. Who's the number one name you want right now? Now that the names we know are gone,
I think it's, doesn't it have to be Hendrickson right now? Who's even the top contender to answering that question with Trey Hendrickson, the guy who led the league in sacks last year?
You might want Josh Sweat instead because it won't cost you money, or rather, won't cost you draft capital.
Yeah.
You might want Sweat. You might want Milton Williams, a defensive tackle. You might want...
Yep. Jonathan Allen, maybe.
Okay, sure.
There's not really a receiver idea right now that competes with these guys.
No, there's decent ideas, and there might be some more trade ideas.
Yeah.
But at receiver, I mean, you're talking Darius Slayton, you're talking Diami Brown,
yep.
Josh Palmer.
Sweat's a good player. Hendrickson, to me, is like an elite player, though.
Yeah.
And that is where I'd like to see the Bills live more in. Like, Sweat would be... I'll be completely happy if that's the move they make. Like, that's the number one defensive end probably on the market. But he's kind of more of what I have, which, again, is fine. Like, I've a really good player. He's a really good player. But he is not, you know, conversation for the best defensive end in football. And that is, like, Hendrickson is maybe not as good as Garrett, but... His sack numbers are, and all like the underlying pass rush numbers are just behind the Parsons Garrett class. Like, he's in that class, really. So yeah, Hendrickson's an elite player to me, and Sweat's just a really good one.
We have details on the Rousseau deal. The Bills will save $8 million in cap space this year on Rousseau.
Okay, so that'll be a $5 million cap at roughly
5.8.
Okay,
$49 million guaranteed. There is a void year in 2030.
All right.
One void year, which that's what I'm looking for, is as many of those as possible. Not just a single, but like, you know, stupid void years. Let's go to absurd
five
levels.
Of them.
Yes. Anyway, one for Rousseau. But so they save $8 million in cap by extending Rousseau this year.
Okay.
Which is standard to you know, extend a guy and save money. But that's what they needed to do. So, all right, Rousseau.
So they cleared out $16 million with two defensive end moves this weekend.
Yes.
Because they saved 8.3 for Vaughn, for cutting Vaughn.
Yep.
All right.
And they probably would. We'll see what they save on Josh's number, because I would imagine they save money.
Oh, that'll be a huge number, I bet.
803-0550, Sal on the other, or sorry, Sal at the top of the hour. Give us a call. Who's the name now? We're about to get into free agency, legal tampering. Yesterday was a fast and furious day of movement in the NFL. It felt crazy. Head on a swivel. So many different things. We haven't even gotten to half of them. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring. Happy Monday. Daylight savings is upon us. I heard you guys grousing about it being dark early.
Yeah. I like the sun coming up early.
What are you talking about? We no longer live in a nuclear winter where it gets dark at 6 p.m. Enjoy the evenings.
Yeah, fine. I don't mind the dark at night, though. I want the sun up now.
Oh my God, this is terrible. This is the way to live. This is how we should live. Nobody,
in the dark?
In the morning, yes. Nobody needs light. Farmers, you guys are fine. We invented lights. Well, that makes sense.
You can have that at night.
Nah, who wants that? 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Nice day yesterday. Sun
very
out.
Nice.
It was cold,
nice.
But, you know. Sun was out, and I saw a few people out, Joe, that like golf. They love to golf more than I do, because it's Delaware Park, the golf course is not open, and there are a couple guys out there swinging golf clubs in 50-mile-an-hour winds at 40 degrees, and I respect it.
Yeah,
I love to golf, but not enough to play in 50-mile-an-hour winds without flags.
Yeah, no.
Just on an open pasture.
Right, without holes, too, right?
Yeah, nothing.
The way golf was meant to be played.
Yeah.
Just landed on the green.
That might be true. Yeah, anyway. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. News, another Bills idea that maybe has gone away. Defensive tackle DJ Jones, the Broncos. 13 per year, per source. Looks like he'll stay in Denver. That was a name I'd learned and heard as a good idea for a big defensive tackle the Bills could have pursued, but looks like he'll stay in Denver. It is not a great free agent class.
No.
Yeah. Not a great free agent class. And the draft class also seems to be, you know, loaded on defensive linemen.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, we'll see.
No Mac Hollins signing yet, huh?
Yeah, no Mac Hollins signing
They could
yet.
Do that at any time.
They could. That's right.
I haven't seen anything.
How shocked would Bills
Sheldon
Mafia?
Rankings by back to Texans, by the way, okay. $7 million. That's another defensive tackle off the market.
There's a good chunk of Bills Mafia that if Mac Hollins leaves is about to be dropped to their knees. They could not believe it. Be the most shocking news of their life. I might be among them.
It shouldn't be that shocking.
It would be
if he were to leave. I mean, sure, I would predict he stays, but
yeah. All right, we got to get a break in. We'll get Sal and see what he thinks if that's coming. The Bills have saved a bunch of cash space with some moves. We'll run through them all with Sal coming up next here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.